In the name of Jesus. Then Jesus rose to the mountain, and he called the people unto him, and they followed him. These 12 that he called to be with him, to send out to preach, and to have them chase out filthy spirits. Simon, he called Peter. James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. And he gave this name, Boanerges, the name of the thunder, son, and Andrew, and Philippus, and Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, and Jacob, Thad, Simon, and Judas Iscariot, the same who betrayed him. Brothers and sisters in Christ, where are you away from? Many times we can ask somebody from the north, where are you from? Where's your home? I think that many of the people this week have been preparing for this trip, joyfully waiting and packing. And maybe a little bit of stress on the mind of the parents. Is every rubber boot and dress in the package? Does everybody have a long sleeve shirt for the cool nights? The caravans have come into the river in between the two nations. Welcome. On the behalf of the Oulu Diocese, whether you're from the rush traffic of southern Finland, or from this river, or from the fells, or from the other side of the Tornio River, or from beyond the sea, I believe that many of your roots are deep into the northern soil, even though you live in southern Finland. Maybe a new generation has been born who recognize different scenery. Whether your soul, land, or homeland, wherever, it is very important to know, where are you from? What is the significance of your home locality? What are their traditions? Without roots, a person cannot grow. Where are the roots of the church? Where are its roots? Home area. In the confession of the doctrine, we read, it is one, holy, joint, and apostolic. That last characteristic, the apostolic, it tells us where the church is from. The apostolic word is a word of significance. The church that follows apostolic ways stays in the ways of the correct Bible and the correct teaching. The word apostolic means, connects us to the apostles, whose day we celebrated last Sunday. For St. John's Day, we must have missed it. Midsummer Day, we missed it. Apostolic Day is one of the oldest day in the church calendar. It's named after Peter and Paul's. Since 1700s, our church has remembered, recognized all the apostles. They were written here in this text, gospel text. If we would look at the name of the list of these apostles, we can be amazed, or we can think, what's special about these men that Jesus called to follow him, to be apostles? They were the first followers of Jesus. they were conflicting persons. If we look for perfection in them, we would lose our case. Peter was made to be the leader of the whole team, but he denied Jesus at the decisive moment. John was his favorite disciple, but together with James, his brother, they tried to get to a better place. Doubting Thomas is a new term. What about the last one? Judas himself, who is a symbol of deceit. And those other ones were no holier, no better. But they were those apostles that we always mention when we read the confession. The work of the apostles comes from the Greek word, which means messenger. A messenger is never doing his own work. He doesn't bring his own message. He must bring that message that someone has given. Jesus' messengers, the apostles, they had a job, task. They had to preach the gospel and chase away filthy spirits. The apostles had to bring the gospel of Christ and help many of those who were tempted in many issues. The apostles were not perfect people, not even exemplary. But nevertheless, Jesus himself committed himself onto these imperfect people. Regardless of all, he gave them the job to continue his work. We cannot approve much more from the Christian church. In this world, the church will never be perfect. The church and the congregation live in the midst of an imperfect world. Therefore, we must know members of the same family squabble or fight like children at the table. But Christ has committed himself to this imperfect situation, as he committed himself to Peter, who denied, and Thomas, who doubted, and even Judas, who left into the dark night. Unto all of them, he believed and trusted unto the final moment. So Christ gives birth in his church, faith, gives hope, and takes care, and heals, and gives eternal promise of life. We need Christ's work for this reason, because we are imperfect. We all have our own roots in that soil, in that home area where we are born, where we were born, and where we have grown. Many people have come to the summer services to hear that familiar and comforting works, the forgiveness of sin in Jesus' name and blood. For many, it means a yearning for meeting family members and relatives and friends. In the midst of the great celebration, there are many small celebrations when one another meet. When with small people, with groups of people, or with yourself, you tell of the olden days, that you tell that life has not been as we have planned before. The sure life of the childhood or youth have been trashed. There have been many happy moments in life, but also such times when we have been, where we had failed or our friends have failed. At those moments, a person is very helpless and wounded. That's why we need the roots. those that connect us into a larger unity, a home locality, family, relatives, into familiar words, church and the awakening movement. And to also those roots of which the Apostle Creed tells us, we have our roots and we have the right in heaven, right for a home in heaven. A home is such a place where we can be as we are. We may think sometimes that people on the way to heaven would need attempt to be perfect. It is always comforting for me to remember Jesus' first apostles, disciples, such they were, like us, these heroes of faith, far from perfection. They learned to admit their lackings, and some through hard trials and temptations. But for that reason, Christ was strong in them, and they could work for Christ. You don't have to be a strong believer in faith. It is not an Olympic game where you have to be the strongest, the fastest, and the highest. The apostolic faith is not an endeavor who believes the strongest and who is most correct. The apostolic faith is the same faith that Christ gave to his disciples, the faith of the weak people, but for that reason so strong that it gives room for Christ, for the gospel, for the message of the forgiveness, salvation. Christ has sent us and sends us into the world. As always, at the end of the service we say, go and serve the Lord with joy. It is my and the message of the Oulu Diocese for the service guests here. Go and serve with joy. Be the blessing of the Lord God with you these days, all these days. And then when you go home and working in Christ in the midst of life,